You're listening to a special edition of Away With Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Today, we're listening back to some of our favorite conversations with some of our favorite listeners. That is to say, some of our very youngest listeners.
One of the great things about questions from kids is that they force you to take a closer look at things you might not have ever thought about.
Hi, my name is Micah Davidson. I'm calling from San Diego, California. I'm 13. I wanted to know, why do people call toast instead of like toasted bread, like the process that they use to make the toast? Why do they have to call it that?
That's a good question, Micah.
That's a wonderful question.
What do you think? What's your guess?
People find it easier to call food how they make it so that people know what it is more easily.
Yeah, that's part of it. When we speak, we look for shortcuts. And so lots of times when we have a long phrase, we will shorten it down to something much briefer, just so the sentences come out faster. The words are issued much more quickly. Here's a little example of how this works with this particular combination. Let's say that toasted bread was the original form. But now let's think about jelly beans for a second. If you and I are sorting our jelly beans and you want all the green jelly beans, eventually we'll start to call them the greens. I'm like, okay, here's some more greens for you. And I'm going to push all the reds and yellows over here. And what we've started to do is take that adjective green, just drop the jelly bean, and we all agree that the adjective now behaves like a noun. Here are all the greens for you. And we do with this a ton of other stuff. Pickles are a really great example. It's just a coincidence these are all food, by the way. Pickles, we've done the same thing. Pickled cucumbers, just briefly called pickles. So how do you feel about the answer there?
I feel like I got what I thought it would probably be. I mean, it's just one of those questions in my head. I'm like, why do people do this? I mean, like... Why? I always like to ask why.
Yeah, it's a great, that is the
Micah,
best question for life, isn't
you
it?
You are one of us.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud, for your call. Really appreciate it.
Thanks,
Thank
Micah.
You.
Take care.
Why? Sounds like a public radio listener to me.
Right? The same sense of wonder and wondering.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like when you're talking to an adult who speaks English as a second or third or fourth language. Trying to explain the simplest word or idiom to them makes you look at your own language in a whole new light.
Hi, my name is Noah Grace, and my mom always says the word cattywampus. And I wanted to know where it comes from.
That's a really good question, Noah Grace. Where are you? Where are you calling from?
I live in Yuma, Arizona, and right now I'm at school.
Oh, very nice.
Very good. And Noah Grace, how does your mother use it? Can you use it in a sentence for us?
She usually uses it to describe things that are, like, messed up.
Okay, messed up. Like your room is all cattywampus?
Yeah.
And you want to know why she uses this word or where it comes from?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a funny word, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Does it seem a little nicer than just saying, Noah Grace, your room is a mess? But if she says, Noah Grace, your room is all cattywampus, does that sound just a little nicer?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
And do you have any guesses what it might come from?
I'm not very sure.
Okay. Well, you know what? Neither are we.
We have some ideas, though. We do know that it's at least 100 years old, and we also know that people spell it like, I don't know, 20 or 30 different ways. It's possible that it comes from some dialect words. That means a form of language spoken in another place or another region from the United Kingdom and the British Isles, where the people who originally settled in this country brought that word in a couple of different forms to this country, and then we kept on using it. So cater, the first part of it, although people say catty or they have other spellings and pronunciations, it's C-A-T-E-R in the oldest form, means diagonal. And the wampus part can mean wriggly or swirly or looping or something like that. And so we think that it means a diagonal kind of diagonal swirly mess, something like that.
You know, like when a picture on the wall isn't quite straight and you have to go straighten it up, you would say that that's cattywampus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it means not straight or not right, right, not correct, not like it's supposed to be.
Cool.
Yeah, right? It's pretty cool.
Do you think you might have this word on a spelling test anytime soon?
Probably.
Oh, really?
We're going to give you the best spelling that we know, all right? Here it is. C-A-T-T-Y, like catty. Wampus, mm-hmm. W-A-M-P-U-S, catty wampus.
That's how my mom says it.
There we go.
Too.
That's good.
Excellent.
All right. Well, Noah Grace, I want to thank you for calling us today, and good luck with your schoolwork, all right?
Thank you.
Another nerd in training.
Yeah, but you know, Martha, what's really cool is that not a week goes by that we don't get that very same question from our older listeners, either in email, by phone, or on Facebook or Twitter.
And we want to keep this conversation going, but right now we need your help. We're asking you to support the kind of radio that encourages everybody to be like Micah and ask why?
Invest in programs that cultivate a person's curiosity, whether you're 9 years old or 90.
Call this number right now.